Duru.
We here.
All right, we're waiting on Feezy. Waiting on Finzel.
So you got a 200-pound chick. Here, hop on quick.
You stupid. 200-pound chick with a 30-inch waist, 70-inch ass.
Well, y'all starting early tonight, boy.
You better
hope you'll
start sipping.
Shit, I left my cup downstairs. Let me go get that. I'll be right back.
Hey,
I'll be right.
All I got is that crown and bullet.
You got crown?
A little bit of that vanilla left, I think.
Where is it?
It's over there by the sink.
One day I'm going to have an assistant bring me my damn drink instead of having to go downstairs. Fuck this.
Where your wife at?
She downstairs.
Hey, guess what? I want to answer to maybe one either. Why you can't use your
right
leg?
I ain't got time.
Hey, whole podcast shut down for tonight.
Everything. Everything shut down. Oh.
Devontae Freeman. What's up?
We got Jay Gaff on the line.
What?
Y'all hear me?
Gaff?
Yeah, we hear you.
I bet.
We can smell you too.
Hey, come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Put on some lotion, nigga.
Yeah.
That's how good my skin is,
dog.
I don't know oil.
Nigga use alcohol for lotion.
I got my Dominican look going on.
So you got your fishnet t-shirt on right now?
Nah. Hey, Phil.
Yo.
Why you got Jermaine to post his hairline? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Fuck with him about his hairline. You know what I'm saying? He done posted that bitch. Barber done, you know what I'm saying, took one side up a little bit. He fell right into that shit.
Oh, John. John.
What up, though?
What's up?
Man, you tell me.
Living life. What you up to?
Man, I'm on this motherfucking road, dog. I got out of training extra late. You know what I'm saying? So I got on the road a little late.
Training how to hold a black man down?
Nah, man. We training on how to
keep the brother man down.
Keep a black man in law enforcement safe. That's all. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, how was that?
Well, you know, it's a process.
Work at a desk.
Oh, okay.
This nigga crazy.
Desk job.
He don't want a black face on the road though.
I would love one.
Phil with the radio voice.
Oh, nigga, I'm just talking.
Yeah, it's your boy, P. Lasty, Mr. Sister.
Yeah, I bet you won't line that truck up when you come to Palm Beach.
I will, dog.
Nigga, please.
I'll line it up.
Hey, what kit? Y'all got what kit? Carrie getting on?
I don't think so, but I'm going to give Feezy about 5 more minutes and we can start. About 2 more minutes of anything.
Hey, J-Man.
What happened?
I'll line it up. Push the tape back.
Hey, put him in the bubble.
Is the guy who has a ball head.
I mean, I don't have a ball head, but you know,
we about to do the top of the head challenge. Okay. You keep on playing around now.
We can do that. We can do that.
I mean, nah, I was trying to be cordial, John.
You like, never trying to be cordial. What we talking? Yeah. What we talking? You ain't never trying to be cordial.
Hey, for the occasion, I was gonna be cordial.
Y'all hilarious.
I didn't have time.
Y'all hilarious. I'm gonna go ahead and start it up. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. It's your boy, Hip Hop Lobbyist, coming to you live from Just Politics Studios. Tonight we have Doodoo, J-Main, B-Still, and J-Gaff on the Just Politics podcast. And they've already been roasting each other going in, and this shit's about to be lit, especially if we get Feezy the Great on the line tonight.
Yeah, we need to.
There's a lot of shit going on in the world. besides Trump coming to Florida this week?
He came this week?
He coming to Jacksonville on Thursday.
Getting tired of that.
How bad is it in Palm Beach?
Bro, so I'm going to put it like this. Over the past, what has been coming up on 4 years now?
Yep.
All it is a headache and traffic. That's all I call it. It ain't nothing in it for us. All this talk about what he do for the black community. I ain't never heard about Donald Trump stepping foot in Riviera Beach, which ain't nothing but a five-mile trip from Mar-a-Lago. But you doing everything for the black community except the black community that's right around the corner from your house. Like, so explain that to me. You always talking about Chicago, but you literally minutes away from Tamron Avenue, and we already know what Tamron Avenue is. So I don't get it. I don't get how somebody can tell me he doing something for the black community when the black community right next to his house ain't nothing but decline. It don't make no sense.
You bring up a great point. I think that with the Raw being so close to Mar-a-Lago and as frequent as he golfs and trips to Palm Beach, I mean, that should be the prime appeal of where things actually change and look better for Black America, you would actually think, you know. But,
right.
Dudu, J-Man, how you feel about Trump, bro?
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback off what Mr. B. Steele was saying. Like, it's nothing but a constant issue with traffic. You got people hanging over the overpass with his Trump signs every day. And, you know, there's nothing going on. You say you did stuff for the black community, but nobody seen nothing that you did.
I mean, so
like you said,
I think what people could point to is like HBCU funding and the criminal justice reform, like two things, right? But then when you get down to it, I guess the racism is more the issue that people just end up being like, damn, you know, that's getting worse under Trump. It's getting back to how it was in like the 50s and the 60s. But it's like, if he doesn't win, what you think these people are going to do? Like, how bad is the turnout really going to be on the other side if he doesn't win?
Hey, put it like this. Palm Beach County going to let you know how it is. Because I feel like they already feel emboldened enough to do stuff now that he's in office. If you turn around and let him lose, it might be a problem.
He already trying to implement that, it'll be a rigged election if he do lose, and the way he can lose to Joe Biden.
Yeah, I can see that from the land side. J-Gaff, how you feel about Trump overall?
to be honest with you, I try to avoid Trump talk as much as possible. Has exposed a lot of people, you know, got people feeling more comfortable to say their true feelings, you know what I'm saying? So, like, a lot, just think back to 5 years ago. We had Karens and Kevins, but it wasn't as prominent or it wasn't as popular as it is now. I just feel like a lot of people feel a lot more comfortable to say how they truly feel because that's what Trump does. And I truly believe that. I don't think Trump is racist. I think he knows the racist people are the ones that's keeping him in office. So he got to speak to them. That dog whistle that he does that real. He does it really, really great, you know? So I just feel like, I don't think he's truly a racist. I just think that he speaks to those individuals because they're the ones that are going to keep him in office. And, it, you know, I don't know, though. I don't care for him, and he's inciting a dangerous narrative. You know, he split the nation up, and he is the reason why the world looks the way it does right now, you know, because of the stuff that he spews out, you know? So all in all, I feel like he's trash.
I get that, and the COVID doesn't even help it. I mean,
check it. Them folks making excuses for him. They saying, you know, them folks saying like Trump, he's done more for black people than any other president. But if it wasn't for COVID, you know, the economy, he does more for the economy than any other president. And if it wasn't for COVID, we would see that. But because of COVID, he was trying to spare us and he was trying to save us. They make all the excuses for homeboy. And I call him out every time. I'm like, yo, all these excuses y'all giving Trump. If Obama did a quarter of what, if anything he's done, y'all would have had a fit.
What he'd have been, he would have been buried. They would have buried him, bro. They would have buried him.
I really don't understand Trump and his supporters. Like Trump, when he gets up, he speaks. You could tell he's so arrogant that he don't fully study the stuff that he's supposed to say.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. He get up there, he just wing it, bro. He literally get up there and he said a lot of words and ain't saying nothing. And people be over there hand clapping, and I don't understand it, dog. Like he comes off like an idiot to me, and it's okay to people that support him. I literally don't get it, bro. Like he's an embarrassment, and I don't even follow politics, but he's an embarrassment. But them folks support him, and he can't do no wrong. I don't get it, bro. I really don't get it.
Hey, when it come down to it, bro, it's like this: if you got you have a favorite artist, let's say a favorite rapper, and you love his rhymes, you gonna take up for him because of his rhymes.
Well, okay, check it. I got a prime example for that, right? I'm probably the biggest R. Kelly fan, right?
Oh shit!
Right. And here we go.
Hey,
so,
hey, he can. Hey, hey, right. Don't do
so
that.
So listen. Well, no. So listen, right? Hobbies.
Come on, bro. Let man.
Go ahead, bro. I got it.
Right. So I'm probably the biggest R. Kelly fan, right? Now, because of, you know, the stuff that he's indulged himself into, I don't support him. Like, I can't support him. I can't root for him. Right. I can't do none of that because, you know, I don't have no kids. But if I had a little girl, bro, I wouldn't want him coming to the house to perform for my kids or my family or my old lady because I don't know what type of shit he get down with, you know? So that's a prime example. I'm probably the biggest R. Kelly, like, fan. Meanwhile, I can't fuck with him no more because of the shit that he gets, because of the shit that he's into.
So you saying right? So you saying you don't believe he can fly anymore?
Nah. That nigga, he can fly his ass right in that jail cell, bro.
There it is.
With all that being said, you on a 3-hour trip to Tampa right now. You ain't bumping no Kells, no nothing.
I can't TP. I can't TP to my way to Tampa, bro.
Damn.
Yeah, dog. He gets no play in the ride. Yeah.
Okay.
But look,
okay.
But check it, right? Now, Trump got a lot of those same
charges,
allegations,
right?
And, yep. Allegations as R. Kelly. But again, some of them great folks, is what we call them, they ignore that. They ignore that.
Yeah.
It's okay. He talked greasy about his own family, his child. Like, he different, dog. He's different,
you said, it's that arrogance.
That's the American way.
It's his arrogance. It's his arrogance. It's almost like a mobster back in the '30s. They were so arrogant that they know they just laid down 17 people, and they'll go out in front of the cafe and sip coffees and smoke cigars with their homies because of that arrogance. And the arrogance usually turns around and bites you in the butt. But we in 2020 now, where you got a strong majority of Americans, they love that arrogance. Whether you right or wrong or behind the arrogance, they love that junk, and that's why he got so much support.
I work around a bunch of Republicans, and a lot of them say they're so fatigued of the normal politician, like the guys that you only see them during election time, and they're gonna pump your head up with whatever you want to hear, and they'll never follow through with it. The fact that Trump goes against him there, he goes against the grain and says whatever he wants, it attracts his supporters, you know what I'm saying? So that's one of their excuses, that he does that. He's not your normal, he's not your typical politician. He's gonna give it to you straight, he's not gonna lie to you, even though he is.
You're right.
And he's all about I guess increasing the economy and bettering the economy. That's their argument. oh man, he saved me this much money, he done gave me this much money, blase squaze, hey, he's not your typical politician. They gonna lie to you, Trump not gonna lie to you. That's what they say.
The only thing he was good for, the only thing he was good for was like letting everybody know what time it really was. And the black community, like, he woke up all this racism and all this stuff. So we really see what's really going on. People real true identity, and it made people get up and get off their ass and like see we need to build our communities up and stuff like that. You see a lot of more black entrepreneurs and people doing stuff that we should have been doing a long time ago, but it took for this cat to get in the office.
Yeah, that's the best thing that could have happened, dog.
Best like, thing, him getting in there.
That's the silver lining. That's the silver lining. I feel you on that.
So what is it's a new app or a new way of virtual podcasts and such?
Yeah, it's an easier way to record. So basically, it records everybody's audio and drops it in one.
And you want to break it up and edit it and all that good stuff.
Right. So I could take the joke sessions and the interludes, whatever, and just make it one straight episode. So I'm have it through. And we got Feezy on the line now.
I'm back in the motherfucking saddle with Cash Money motherfucking records. You heard thought I was down, but I ain't pit down, nigga. Bubba done raised me from the motherfucking dead. It's Ziggy the Wiggler. Big cheap toilet paper. Clock, clock, bling, bling.
Young Finzel, what it is, my G?
What it does, my jizzle?
Man, it does everything.
Hey, that's what I like to hear, my brother. It does what it does, my G.
It does what it's supposed to do.
It does exactly what it's supposed to do. You motherfucking dead. What they do, man? What we got, man? What we looking like, man?
What we waiting on J-Man to get back on? We was actually having a good discussion about Trump, bro.
Your homeboy. Hey, what's up?
Long beer in this bitch.
Dude.
Raw rave, bitch.
Your bitch, you.
So what
topic? We still on
Trump? Yeah, wait a minute. The OCB still naming him, but nigga, hey, you in?
Oh no. We over here on Second Street.
We on Second Street.
Ooh, y'all in the garage?
No, we in the living room.
Y'all in the cribbo? Y'all in the studio?
Yeah.
Well, I think J-Man was going in on Trump a bit. If you wanted to finish your thought there, and then we could pick the conversation back up.
We were just ending the subject on the whole silver lining behind the whole Trump presidency, what we perceive as a silver lining, saying what he really did was expose a lot of people and like woke a lot of us up saying, hey, we thought everything was sweet, but the underlying basis of this country is still what it's been since 1619. The rich gonna get richer on the backs of a certain type of people who look a certain type of way, and that's just what it is. We gotta get it how we live and proceed from there, because other than that, we gonna be stuck in the same cycle that's been going on for the last, like I say, 400 years.
Yeah, you're right. Well, Fees, you in the kitchen?
I need to go over and wash dishes and shit.
Bro, you hear him?
this man over here, hey.
Hey, he getting ready for cuffing season, bitch.
Cuffing?
Ooh! You a nigga?
Bro, I ain't do nothing, bro. I'm chilling.
Yeah, you over there wash the dishes, bro.
I washed the dishes earlier.
9 o'clock at night.
No, my bad for making sure my spot straight. My fault.
There you go. Got to get your house in order. That's a whole topic right there. Get your house in order.
For real though, dog. For real shit. That shit is, man. That shit hit on many different levels, man. You got to make sure your house in order, man. Cause it's 2020, bro. You got to be on your P's and Q's, bro. There's so much fuck shit going on.
And to be honest with y'all, I think the whole political discussion is leading to a way where it's getting our focus off of getting our house in order. We so worried about Trump, COVID. Supreme Court, COVID. That you taking your eye off the ball, which is really making sure your stuff straight.
That part.
And then you can start making moves outside of that. But a lot of people focus out their own house.
But Bradley, you're right, and I agree with you, but people got to look past that and can't use what's currently going on with their presidency as an excuse not to get to it.
There you go.
You feel me? Because that's what a lot of people, not saying, you know, granted, everybody ain't built the same way. Everybody can't
withstand, you know, all this bullshit that's going on. You feel me? So I understand it's a lot of people out here that's struggling and taking L's, and I get it. But
L.
Right. Mega L. But my issue is this, bro.
Who the fuck was that?
But my issue is this. My issue with people taking L's like that because of the pandemic is, because guess what? Last year wasn't no pandemic, but last year it was still AIDS. Last year it was still the flu.
Yeah,
it was still poverty. Last year the government was still fucking us over. Yeah, now granted, the pandemic fucked up. Yeah, people lying to our face and telling us one thing, pissing on our head and telling us it's raining. Yeah, that is what's truly happening, bro. But you got to do whatever you can to stay focused and keep going, bro. Because guess what, nigga? If in that case, nigga, Raw Rays wouldn't be doing numbers right
Man,
now.
You're right, because to be honest with you, the only reason this even came about because we had so much free time.
Exactly.
We do nothing that we started coming together with the meeting of minds and put it all together.
Hey, y'all started having board meetings in the Second Street Garage.
There you go. But that's what it is. You gotta turn that cow shit into fertilizer.
Hey, there we go.
You gotta turn that cow shit into fertilizer, bro. When you get that bad situation, when it give you lemons, make a Hennessy spritzer. Ain't that what it's called? Ain't that what they say?
That is what they say.
Who the fuck make a Hennessy spritzer?
we don't do Hennessy over here.
Oh,
we
high class.
Y'all got.
Y'all drink Remy over there?
No, they drink that Japanese. They drink that Japanese cognac, bro.
Jared pulled up with a fifth of Hen straight out of J Dub, like
fresh out of Fifth Street, baby.
Yeah. So we still.
Hey, Fifth Street catered the meal for the night too over here.
You said Fifth Street did what?
They catered the dining over here tonight.
J Dub.
What, some wings?
No, he had a sub.
I had a sub, a little combo, ooh, combination.
Hey, I ain't gonna hold you, man. I be loving them corner store wings and shit down there at the crib.
Bro,
man.
Hey, you gotta get that pork chop sandwich, but you gotta have it the raw way.
Ooh,
with the grilled onions on that bitch.
Is it fried pork chop sandwich? I'm gonna tell you, and that's another problem with black folks. We always find our way to get back to fried food. We was talking about Donald Trump, bro. How we get to a pork chop sandwich? How did we get to a pork chop sandwich, bro?
Well, I think Deion said he's going to use that as a recruiting tool at Jackson State.
Fried food?
Because he got to have a steady O-line in Mississippi. To try to survive, he
looking for dogs. He want nothing but dogs.
Bro, they're not going to Mississippi.
Hey, are we gonna have that conversation tonight?
Yes, we are. That's the transition.
Bro, you a liar, nigga. If you can get black people to go to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, you can get black people to go to Mississippi.
No, Jackson, Mississippi. Hell no.
Bro, Tuscaloosa. How about this? You go to Tuscaloosa, then you go to Jackson. You tell me how you feel. At least in Jackson, you got an HBCU where, you know, you can see some things. At least.
But, bro, Tuscaloosa is like the Palm Beach of Alabama. Like Palm
what?
Beach is like the Palm Beach Island. It ain't nothing but big brick houses look like Peachtree down there. Looking like Buckhead.
So just fuck Birmingham, huh? Birmingham ain't got shit. Just fuck Birmingham.
Yes, fuck Birmingham. but Jackson, Mississippi, got 7 street lights
and an HBCU with them things.
Jackson
State is not a good football school, bro. They're not balling like that.
And so why? I'm not even, yeah.
Hey, so why did Deion go there? Like,
hey, that part, because I need to know that answer.
Hey, if you build it, they will come.
Man, y'all on that bullshit.
Bro, come on.
No, but no. Okay. Go check this out.
That's what the Jets did, and y'all started recruiting all them niggas to play at Wells, but we ain't gonna have that conversation. We ain't gonna have that conversation, though.
Yeah. Hey, no, but for real, like, what made, come on, Deion probably could have went just about anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Why would he go to Jackson?
If he just could have went about anywhere, why didn't he go anywhere? I didn't hear
Deion ain't
no.
But check it. You literally just was talking about how that fuckboy called Trump in office spawned a whole new way of thinking.
Go ahead, Jake.
So I'm saying, like, if he ain't Deion Sanders, dog. He prime time. He's the best corner.
Okay, Coach Prime. We gotta call him Coach Prime. That's what he said. Yeah.
He the best corner you ever seen, right? He's charismatic, right? Jermaine said earlier, he's charismatic, dog. He can sit anybody couch. And you know what I'm saying? Make you feel something. You know what I'm saying? So why would he settle for Jackson if it wasn't intentional? That's what I'm saying. I think it's intentional. Granted,
oh no, it was very intentional.
In my personal opinion, he's using this to set himself up for another gig, but that's a whole nother conversation.
And that's how I feel like it ain't gonna be what everybody think. I love the message that it's in, and I love what they're trying to do. But I really think Deion, he got a whole nother intention. When a FBS position pop up, he gone.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true that he bringing Warren Sapp and Terrell Owens?
He said it was a lie. Warren Sapp said it was a lie.
Oh, okay. So Warren Sapp ain't on it. Because to be honest with you, bro, once you start bringing all them big names in, the folks going to be so much on the coaches and not the kids. Yeah. And then it's going to be a problem.
But it's going to bring the kids, though.
Is it really? Yes, bro.
Deion Sanders,
to bring you somebody.
Yeah, bro. Like prime time, and then on top of that, you got to factor in. Ain't all his kids grown now? Ain't all his sons playing football in college?
Yeah,
bro. Deion needs something to do. That's another thing you got to factor in. Deion needs some shit to do, bro. Deion ain't got the kids no more. They in school.
Hey, did you see his old lady? Did you see his old lady?
Yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga.
He got plenty to do.
Nigga, that baby face.
He got plenty to do.
Bro, it's Deion Sanders, bro. It's prime time, bro. Do you realize how many? Anyway. But yeah, I understand.
Okay, so he made his first commitment. I mean, he made his first offer today. Boy out of Louisiana, 6'5" or something like that, 300-something pounds. But this boy top offers is LSU. That's his number one. Alabama. You think he finna go to Jackson State?
No, but guess what? Just like he had at least he's considering Jackson State. It's gonna be other kids doing the same shit, bro.
I understand, and I'm not saying it ain't a good.
And on top of that, you gotta understand Jackson State could get better deals with Deion there.
That's true. And it can build them up.
Yeah, build them up and get them more money.
They can get more play-in games against Ohio State, USC,
yeah. More money games.
And get their ass drugged.
Even if the only reason why they got money games is so people can see Deion on the sideline. The fact of the matter is that Deion is a vehicle that they can use to get money for the university. And if they follow suit, And all these big time NFL players start. Everybody, I mean, now granted, they've been doing it for years, but not like names like Deion Sanders and shit.
Yeah. But okay, I'm just gonna put like only time will tell, because this is what we really gonna know if things are shifting in the way that we want them to change. If ESPN start putting them on at 1 o'clock, 7:30 on ESPN, not ESPN3, gotta log in on the internet. The TV gonna tell the tale of the story. I don't think
it's gonna be immediate. I do think that I'm thinking the whole reason. I'm thinking Deion not going by himself. He got people in line that's gonna follow suit. You know what I'm saying? So I think he's probably spoken to a lot of people, and they all gather. You know what? We're going to start doing ABC. Because, in fact, at the end of the day, right, all these big schools, FSU, UF, USC, Alabama, LSU, they top players are who?
Black, African-American.
Right. So only thing that's missing from those top schools and HBCU is the funding. So if you start attracting more of that big time talent to those schools, the funding is going to come. You know what I'm saying? So that's my thinking, and I'm hoping that's what happens.
And as a player, you want to get coached by the best. So
Deion is best. But we also missing one key area. Y'all got to remember who run all of this. It's the NCAA. If y'all believe that the NCAA going to let this happen, this big shift, man, y'all got a whole other thing coming. Mm.
Well, I think it's really on the players and the parents come down to it. Because
we can't say that, Phil. We can't say that. Y'all know I'm going to bring it up. Let me tell you what happened in the University of Miami after they won their first two championships.
Oh, shit.
What the University of Miami was doing, no other college in America was doing at the time. Paying players, kids using cocaine, all that other stuff. But why did they focus so much on the University of Miami? Because they weren't Notre Dame. They weren't
State. Yes, they were targeted. They were targeted, bro. Because guess what? If they were Notre Dame, they would have covered this shit up.
Because they tried to change the landscape, and the old boy company wasn't having it. Until this day, you telling me all the legacy that Miami had, why don't they get covered like the big school? The only time they do get covered like the big school,
y'all gotta win,
is when we win. Yeah. But Ohio State going a little slump. They still get put on TV at 8 o'clock.
Ohio State, Michigan, all the regular ass
schools. Michigan, come on, Michigan ain't won that in how many years?
Since Desmond Howard was there.
Hey, but check this out, right? So some of these big ass schools, right? Their four stream could do numbers in HBCU.
That's correct.
You know what I'm saying? So why go to Alabama, LSU, Ohio State, Florida State just to ride the oak? Why
the education.
Right, okay. That make a lot of sense, and that's why I said
that. Because everybody think that the water colder on the other side. That's why. And on top of that, they feel like they have a better chance at going to the league by going to them big schools and sitting on the oak.
Right. But like you say, like Jermaine say though, if you can play, you can play. They're gonna find you.
This day and age, they're gonna find you. Just play. So get some tape. Because how many times you guys get drafted out of big schools
and don't come training
camp? Hey, it come training camp, a guy from James Madison that took your damn spot.
Like them UF quarterbacks. Like them UF quarterbacks, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you talking about Chris Winkie?
No, them UF quarterbacks are so trash, bro.
Christian Ponder?
Dog, name me one.
DJ Manuel?
Name me one good UF quarterback. Name one.
Danny Werfel.
When he got in the league.
Rex Grossman.
He went to Super Bowl, right?
Rex Grossman?
He went to Super Bowl, correct?
And lost that bit.
Did he win?
But he went, correct?
No, he didn't go. His defense got it up.
Rex Grossman.
How far did Carson Palmer get?
The defense.
Bruh. Rex Grossman just got out the league, bro. Like, I didn't even know Rex Grossman was back up for the Falcons until I was watching I was at the game one day, and I was like, is that Rex Grossman?
What you was doing at the game, getting the haircut? You know, you a baller. He was a boss.
That happened one time, bro. And the reason why that happened.
Feezy the only cat I know that can get Chick-fil-A on Sundays, bro. That's how boss this nigga is.
Bruh.
Oh, shit. Oh, facts.
Anyway,
back.
The reason I got the lineup at the game, bro, is because I missed the barber that week. That's the only reason. And the lineup was trash.
Hey, check it though, right? So look, somebody like Rex Grossman can still get paid in the league, and we struggling to get Cam Newton a job. What the fuck?
And Cam Newton and motherfucking Cap.
Did Cam Newton have shoulder surgery last year?
Man, Drew Brees has shoulder surgery and still got a big contract coming out of that. What you talking about? Before he went to New Orleans.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. He had a shoulder dislocated.
He supposed to go to the Dolphins.
He got more than $500,000.
This is true.
$500,000 a year. Put incentives.
Come on.
They can get up to $1 million too.
Man, just, we forget real quick. We forget J-Man is quietly Uncle Ruckus and shit.
Like, oh, my God.
Shit. Uncle Ruckus.
Uncle Ruckus.
I'm fucking with you, bro. I'm fucking with you.
Dude will be talking shit, but not no Uncle Ruckus talking
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah. All right, yeah, you're not that bad. My
Jesus
bad.
Christ.
Uncle Ruckus?
Goddamn.
Don't trust them new niggas over there with them pretty little grannies in the hair. Don't trust them new niggas with the finger on the trigger. Don't trust them new niggas over there.
Cam should be getting paid way more money than that. And like I told Gam yesterday.
Woo! Bro, Cam on a mission, bro. Cam on a mission, bro.
A beige person would have an audition like that.
Oh, cool. Look at all the quarterbacks that don't play that's making more money than him, dog.
Bruh, dog, it's quarterbacks that's so trash that makes so much
money. Andy Dalton.
James Winston got shitted on, too.
James got trashed on, too.
James looking real crazy these days.
But James, man, he couldn't stay out of trouble, dog. Like, he got in trouble in college, and that shit followed him to the NFL. So,
he got trouble one time, bro. No, he got trouble
in Tampa, too. No, the one time in Tampa.
He got trouble in Tampa, too.
Yeah, one time.
He got what was the one time,
Jermaine? With the Uber driver.
Uber driver, that was it. Trying to fill on the Uber.
Yeah, but again, he had a crab leg situation in Tallahassee, and then the rape allegations.
Yep.
And then another rape allegation in the NFL.
What about Big Ben?
Bro, Big Ben, and nigga, don't forget. What was the other one named that played for the Vikings, and he was in the middle of the street? Christian Ponder was his name.
Florida State guy.
Yeah, he went to Florida. Yeah, and he was in the middle of the street throwing up. Talking about he had Lyme disease.
He called one NFL coach
at
their job because he was so ass. Him and EJ Manuel.
EJ Manuel.
How many coaches Tim Tebow got fired?
Huh?
How many people Tebow got fired?
Bruh, hold up. In Tim Tebow's defense, bruh, the NFL just had to, you know, the NFL is demonic. Bruh, they just had a vendetta against him, bruh. The reality of Tim Tebow is, nigga, the Broncos were trash since Elway left. Tim Tebow got on that team and took them niggas to the second round. They ain't even seen the second round.
No, to the AFC Championship.
I thought it was the second. It was a championship?
One game away from the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh, damn, see? And I thought it was the second round.
Sound like the Jaguars' whole franchise career.
Like, bruh. Yeah. Like, dog. Tim Tebow was shitted on, bro. They did that man dirty, dog. But Tim Tebow was a good player. They just didn't like his quarterback style. But Tim Tebow was an overall good player. He just got hated.
They didn't like what he was preaching, dog. They didn't want to hear all that, you know.
Them demons don't want to hear all that Jesus stuff.
Nah, don't do that. Hey, why people act like Tim Tebow was the first player to sit around and pray? Have y'all not heard of Reggie White, bro?
Reggie White was referred to as the Minister of Defense, bro. Of course, we know we talk about Reggie White. Right, we ain't talking about Reggie White because Reggie White ain't go to UF. We talk about Tim Tebow. That's the whole point of the conversation. We talking about quarterbacks from UF.
Reggie White sacked some Florida quarterbacks though when he was at Tennessee. I know that for sure.
Ooh, he never beat us though.
Don't matter.
That escalated quickly.
Neither Peyton Manning ever beat Florida, neither.
Florida beat Florida. All them drug dealers, murderers, everything y'all got about that bitch.
He say the state of Florida.
Oh,
Florida.
The Philly. What's that? They played for the Raiders, the quarterback.
Tomatovich or whatever his name was.
Who lost my day job also.
Ain't
about killers. You got OJ, nigga. What you talking about?
Oh!
Damn.
OJ, nigga?
Bruh.
The Jews?
Hey, what'd you say? Acquitted. What you
talking about? Acquitted.
That nigga murdered a bitch and did a home invasion. Bitch, come on now.
And that nigga Twitter be popping.
Bro, lit.
It does.
Right. Hey. Boy, if you ain't following OJ Simpson on Twitter.
I'm not, though.
You're
missing something out of life right now.
Hey.
I'm missing
out. Yeah, you missing out. OJ be lit, but OJ probably is the most untouchable brother.
That nigga tripping,
dog. OJ the most untouchable brother next to Obama. Ooh, right.
Hey,
now.
So, hey, I got a question for y'all. Y'all ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Who's
yeah.
that, John?
Mm-hmm. You check out. Are y'all afraid of black people?
You say, are we afraid of black people?
Yeah,
bro, we post up in the middle of the hood at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Bang.
So that's a no.
And we talk about in locations where people have been previously shot at.
That's a hell no. No, I ain't afraid of no black.
Yeah, they definitely be shooting over there.
Just put it like this: I feel more comfortable in the hood
than I do in the white neighborhood.
Than I would in
nah,
white neighborhood.
Now those are facts. Those are big facts.
I would say it depends because some of these young niggas ain't got nothing to live for.
Okay, so another question, right? When black people, if you in a room somewhere, in a supermarket, I don't know what, just any type of room, and a black person enter that room, do you feel their energy once they enter, or like is that something?
I can pick up on people's vibe.
Oh, yeah. I can't, yeah.
Yeah, I can pick that shit up ASAP. I already know if I'm gonna fuck with you or not, just based off your energy.
All right, so reason why I asked that question is because I'm sure that's the reason why. Okay, so when people are afraid, they act certain. Different people act different ways. You know what I'm saying? So if you get some people that are in an authoritative position. You know what I'm saying? They're taught to kind of sort of strike the head immediately to kind of sort of, you know, render any type of, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you hit the strongest point
and try to break the strongest point, because after you break the strongest point, everything else is going to fall.
Exactly. So you guys answered the question saying that you feel more comfortable in the hood than you do in a white neighborhood.
Yes.
That's because you grew up around black people. You probably grew up in the hood or grew up in that environment, right?
Right.
So if you look at majority of law enforcement, what demographic are they?
They white.
Okay. They, some of them have probably never really been around black people at all. Only time is either in high school or if they go on to McDonald's, Wendy's, or whatever. Or, you know, they see them on TV as the thug and the rappers. And
movies and shit.
Right.
Pimps and hoes.
James right. St. Patrick.
Hey, some of our people call them 50 Cent. Africans, so how do you deal with that?
So, you ought to know black folks, we can be dramatic, right? When we discuss something, like, for example, we could be talking about football, and to the outside people, they would think that we about to fight.
We about to kill each other.
Yeah, but all we're doing, we're just very passionate.
Are you speaking from a personal perspective, or are you speaking from Deputy Gaffney's perspective?
I'm speaking from both.
Nigga, you lying.
I'm speaking from both, bro. I'm just trying to gear the conversation in a certain direction.
No, I got you.
That's all.
But I understand where you're trying to go.
Brad, hey, Bradley, I'm over here like, is this nigga saying what I think he's saying?
I understand where you're trying to go. But guess what? Some of these same white deputies, bro, done grew up with some ghetto-ass,
old-ass white people, too.
Out of bounds.
Wait. I'm not making no excuses for them. All I'm just saying is I believe that is the reason why certain law enforcement officers react a certain type of way when dealing with black people.
But you can't really say that.
Man, fuck that. That's not our fucking fault. That's their fault.
I'm not saying that's our fault. I'm just saying, like,
but
I believe the reason why some of these people get the shit into the stick is because some of these people have no experience with dealing with these type of people, and their first reaction is, oh, I got to do this in order to keep my safety.
Okay, and you're correct. Terrified. And I hear you, but guess what? if they applied for that specific agency and they Fact. Know that the demographic of that agency is us, why would they apply there?
Thank you, Fiji.
Because if you look at the history of law enforcement, they were generated or created to protect whom? From whom?
Protect them. So, they're not here to protect us. They're here to protect them, their own.
I agree with that. All I'm saying is, I'm not.
That's how the police started. They started it to protect them.
I'm not.
That's why they don't give a fuck. They just doing what the fuck they want to do.
I'm not advocating for those individuals. All I'm saying is, I'm not advocating for those individuals. I'm saying I believe just being in the, being that that's my career, I believe that a lot of those folks are terrified of a certain demographic of people. Therefore, that's why there's a vast number of killings amongst white officers and black individuals.
Right. Okay. But John, you can't really say that because they follow sports and like, oh, when we playing sports, we playing football and basketball, ain't no
threat. They love us.
Well, we're in the supermarket, oh, that nigga got a gun, he gonna kill me. That's some bullshit.
But that's always been like that since to get it. Hey,
and
you out there on that field working.
Yeah, you out there working for them.
Right, but when I see you walking the streets as a free slave, then you a threat.
You are a threat. You're a threat to me because deep down inside you feel guilty and you feel like that we gonna anyway. My point is just that as far as they concerned, the main thing that just pisses me off about everything that's going on is the fact of they can allow their own to do the 10th degree, get into a whole full-blown fist fight, pull guns out, shoot, all of the above, and they still let them live. But then here we go, and we don't even do a microcosm of any of the events that they would do, and we get murdered. I'm talking like bullets, like
which is why I said, like, I just genuinely believe that they are fearful. I mean, like back in the day, they lynched black people because the narrative was that black men were after your white wives to rape them and kill them and all type of crazy stuff. So that narrative still lives on today. So when they see black people, they automatically assume the worst is going to happen because, I mean, we look a certain way, we're probably stronger, faster, all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? So that plays into and I'm not making no excuses for it, at all. I'm just saying, I think that narrative still lives on today, which is why.
But to the point, what Feezy's touched on earlier, if you scared, don't sign up, bro.
Big fan. Yeah,
if you that scared of people, don't even sign up for the job, bro.
Right, but it ain't even that. That's not going to deter them to sign up for the job. That's going to make them act a certain way when they own the job.
Exactly.
And they feel justified because they feel that type of way. I'm a threat, so I had to put them down.
Listen, so for example, look, I don't have no family members that was in law enforcement. I don't have no family. I got one family member that was in the military. You know what I'm saying? Other individuals, their whole family been law enforcement, dog. Like, their whole family been military and law enforcement, which is why they feel so strongly about law enforcement and military. That's why, because, like, that's like, I don't know, it's almost like, I ain't going to say sacrificial, but that's what they do. Law enforcement, they do military, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Rites of passage. That's the rites of passage.
There you go. Yeah. So that's why they feel so strongly about it, because, like, that's just what my uncle, my granddaddy, my daddy did, da 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 da. And, that's why you got so many individuals that are law enforcement officers of a certain demographic. So, because that's just what they did, They're gonna still apply for that job. I mean, maybe not so much now because, Black Lives Matter movement. So much attention.
Right, it's pushback.
But if you were scared, if you scared of black people, John, go try and work in a white neighborhood. Don't try and work in a black neighborhood.
Go get you a job in Palm Beach.
Go work in Palm Beach.
Right.
God damn it. But if you look at the sheriff officers, what are they mostly consistent of what?
White. Right.
Exactly.
Until you get to the jail, but they got all the black officers in the jail.
That's a whole other story. Whole other story, you know what I'm saying?
I was gonna say, hey, we touched on that before. Well, you say they need to have some training. Well, you need to stay in that jail for a little bit.
Yeah. Because they can't handle that type of situation. So then again, you're not even fit for the job. You can't handle the daily duties that you got to incur.
And that just comes down to the qualifications of the job. Have you ever been in these type of communities? That should be a qualification. If you never spent time in these type of communities, I can't hire you because you don't even know how to act and you don't even know what a perceived threat is in those particular neighborhoods. That's what makes you a good officer, a good deputy. Hey, you done been around some of these situations before. You know when stuff about to go down and you know when it's not. That should be a qualification.
That's true. We just lost Jake Gab for a second real quick. Just Politics and Podcast. Just Politics and Podcast. Boy, the Hip Hop Lobby is PG the Great. We just lost Jake Gab, but he'll be back. J-Maine and Big Steel talking about the police. And I think Gab's perspective is very unique with him being law enforcement, a black man in law enforcement, and really sharing his perspective on that. We did go over Dion and Trump and did have a little roast session before that. Oh, Jay Gaff back.
Hey, Gaff.
On a commercial interlude.
Hey.
And we can get right back to it. I think that one thing y'all did highlight is like the Black Lives Matter movement and what it does. And to be real, you know, being raw raised and you see like Barack Obama Boulevard, and then you also see Tamron. But then you also see, like,
don't forget MLK.
Right, yeah, MLK. But then you also see that we don't really care until the police kill us, right? And it's a fact of, like the murders happen, all these things happen, and it really gets to the point of, you know, Black Lives Matter. And the message ends up getting flipped because they end up saying, you know, defund the police. That's the answer. But defunding the police ain't going to help the police stop shooting niggas. You ain't talking about rubber bullets or like pepper spray or anything like that. I mean, pepper spray will clear out a whole damn room. So, really think
real
about
quick,
it.
Real quick, right? Like, I don't have an issue. Like, Black lives do matter. Like, we are essential to, you know, to society, right?
Mm.
My issue comes when, like, okay, Pookie could kill Day Day. Shoot him in the head, shoot his mama, shoot his sister, shoot his son, and there's no uproar at all. You know what I'm saying? I'm speaking from experience. So currently in Tallahassee, right, we have three shootings involving police and civilian, right? All three of them are clearly justified. Whereas,
don't say too much because I don't want to have to edit some good parts out that we can't even use.
Okay.
Right. But just keep it to the
basics. Okay.
All right. I'm at no details. All right. But you have some shootings going on in Tallahassee that involve law enforcement civilians that a grand jury deemed as justified, right?
Right.
And the civilians are still like, no, that's not enough. The law enforcement officers need to be punished. And I think that those civilians are trying to become a part of the national narrative. You know what I'm saying? So for example, I ask you guys a question. Like, if somebody slit your sister, brother, cousin, neck, and then when you responded to that scene, they walk towards you with a pistol, what are you going to do? Like, are you going to, like, try to talk them down and give them a hug?
Oh, no, they getting that heat.
Right, so, like, that's kind of sort of what happened or transpired in Tallahassee, and people are still like, nah, like, defund the police because they didn't do what they were supposed to do. They didn't protect lives or whatever, and it's kind of sort of confusing. Also, there were three shootings, right? Two of them involved white officers and a black person. The third one involved a white officer and a white civilian, right? The flyers and stuff that they putting out, they utilizing that third person. They get rid of the white dude and they put that black girl that was raped and killed and found in the woods in Tallahassee as a third party. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They're using that picture along with the other two pictures that of individuals that were killed by law enforcement as a part of their flyer.
Like, now that is a problem. Hey, that is a problem when people try to exacerbate the narrative.
My thing is though, like again, like these situations that transpired, dog, they're not the ones that you fight against, right? They're not the ones that you stand up and riot for and protest for, because if everything that they did was wrong, you know what I'm saying? Like literally, if that was a civilian against a civilian, the civilian that harmed the whoever, they would have been cleared of all charges. You know what I'm saying? So like that's not the one you fight for. Like when something like what happened to Trayvon or something happened to in Minnesota, you know, George Floyd and all that, and that type of stuff happened, that's what you fight for, not a justified shooting. Like I don't get it.
And to be honest with you, bro, I got a brother in law enforcement too, so I understand that. But people gotta have a sense of discernment where you can see what is wrong and what is right. You can't go by every narrative that somebody tell you to try to go by. That's why I don't post nothing on social media about none of this stuff.
My thing is like we need to truly show some type of compassion when it comes to Black Lives Matter for our own and our own selves. Like
don't be
mad. Like don't do all this ruckus when it comes between a Black person and a white law enforcement officer. Like again, back when we came up, bro, officers not getting shot, kids is not getting shot or killed or harmed, anything like that. Nowadays, them kids don't care. They'll shoot your mom, your grandma, your child, your cousin, your sister, and nobody does some type of, at least the protests are not as popular or as.
Hey, I was gonna say now, don't act like we didn't have Stop the Violence rallies and Stop the Violence. We had those too now, because the news ain't covering.
And we marched. Plenty of
people think they never happened, but I remember motherfuckers marching through Monroe Heights all the time after somebody got shot up at the park.
I just feel like we need to get back to that, like, you know what I'm saying? Because the reason why some of that other different demographic don't take Black Lives Matter seriously is because
they feel like we don't take it seriously.
Exactly.
That's
like,
right.
Like, we killing each other. Dog, they were killing each other every single day. And nobody blinks an eye because we're so accustomed to it. Meanwhile, you know what I'm saying? George Floyd happened and the whole nation erupts. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what it is? It is though too, John. The death is a part of it, but I think the aftermath of the death is what get people so pissed off. If I sat there and somebody got me on camera holding my knee on somebody's neck, me not being law enforcement, no matter what that person did, guess what's going to happen when the police get to the scene of the crime? I'm going to jail.
Oh, yeah, that's a fact.
First quarter, you're going to jail.
Right. So I think it's the benefit of the doubt that some of these officers get that is what really piss people off.
Right, but check this out also.
And I think that's what it is.
All right, this is what we need to add to that whole pissed off list. When one of these knuckleheads kill your son, your nephew, your cousin, whatever. Like when police show up on scene and everybody looking like I don't know nothing, when y'all clearly know what happened, come on,
right,
bro.
That too. Yeah. Come on, that
bro.
whole G code thing.
Hey, bro.
Hey, J-Gal. Hey, J-Gal. What you said it knuckleheads.
I don't want to use the wrong version, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know what's gonna get out, you know? But no, I'm not making no excuses for law enforcement. I just know the narrative on the opposite end. Like,
yeah.
You know, I hear it all the time. Like, yo, y'all protesting, you know, a justified shooting. Meanwhile, the kid just got shot.
Hey, all of them are justified, John.
Bro, I'm just saying, listen, I'm just telling you what I'm hearing, right? They riot a justified shooting. Meanwhile, a kid got shot in the head in a church parking lot, and we not. The hood know what happened. The hood know exactly what happened and who did it, and there's no justice.
Yeah, the real change not gonna happen until we take the matter serious and like start putting these people in jail. Half the people that's complaining, they know their family members out here killing people, look the other way. But when the officers kill people, they want to burn shit down. But when your cousin.
We need to start holding these neighborhood dope boys, neighborhood leaders, like, yo, that's not cool that you just shot homeboy in the head in the church parking lot, bro. Like, that dude was destined for greatness, and, you know, you ended his life over what? You know what I'm saying?
Over a chain, bro. So basically you're saying, Gav, that we need a new street code.
We need to go back to the old street code. Cause like this shit won't happen back then. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like there are situations like everybody across the nation, law enforcement or not, well, you know, most people, law enforcement or not, will tell you what happened to George Floyd was disgusting. Damn. That was pure disgust. You know what I'm saying? Like, you pull a homeboy out of the car, put your knee on his neck and was chilling. Like, it was nothing. Like, his body language is what spoke to the nation. That officer body language is what spoke to the nation. Cause like, you got some people that spew a narrative like, oh, he was on drugs, he wasn't a good dude, he wasn't that. Bruh, anybody that watched the whole vehicle, dog, that shit was disgusting. You know what I'm saying? So like that is horrible, dog. Like, every one of them need to be. They need to be arrested. They need to be charged. All that good stuff, right?
Be killed.
However, yeah.
Damn! Hold on.
But also,
that's John.
No, that was Fifi.
I said
that.
What?
Yeah, I said that.
Who said that?
Who said that?
That wasn't me.
I'm over here chilling. My phone on mute.
I feel like we need to get back to that street code where like no women, no children.
If you got beef with somebody, you take it up with that person.
And use your hands, bro. These folks can't use their hands. Yeah. They don't use their hands no more, dog.
And that's what people don't realize. That's where the street code, that's where it originated from. It originated before all this shooting. And wasn't nobody murking each other to even snitch on somebody about that. So when the street code started, where you say, "Oh, we didn't involve police in our business," it wasn't our business. It wasn't killing each other.
Yeah, it was just a fight.
Man. See, but everything kind of changed because, you know, street code didn't change when World Star came around, and now it's to a point of.
I hate World Star, bro. I never followed that shit, dog. Like, why are we glamorizing fights and people getting beat up and shot? And come on, dog. Like, that's what they think about us anyway. Like, why are we glamorizing that shit, dog?
Nah.
Do y'all honestly think a black person? You know, so I'm sorry.
No.
It's a white person who
a black dude was running that shit.
Yeah, but Q died.
Yeah, he was running that shit, dog. That shit trash,
and,
bro.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I had my weekly healthy servings of World Star nigga shit, bro. Bro, World Star, bro. Watching them fights was so addicting, though. It was so the fight compilations was magical. Like, I'm sorry.
You know what it was, bro? That's what we grew up on.
I agree with you, brother.
Like, bro, World Star used to have so much graphic. Like, World Star used to be where you find out where the new music videos be at. World Star was where you found out. Like, dog, do y'all remember seeing the different videos of like people getting their head shot off? It was just very graphic.
Hey, World Star was the first place I saw your girl what she did on the martyr.
Soldier Girl.
Hey, on his train.
Yeah, Soldier Girl.
Yeah,
hey.
Soldier Girl.
Hey, real quick, dog.
That's why I didn't see that video.
Hey, real quick. Where is our society going where you got people, and I know Jermaine gonna feel me on this. You got folks that online, they OnlyFans porn stars, Oh. But in the daytime, they're your neighborhood teacher. What we doing?
So, hey. So this is what's gonna happen. All right, fuck it. Let's go. Let's do it.
Go ahead, for you to take
let's
off.
Let's do
Now, granted, like, you know, we all have our own, you know, private life that we, you know what I'm saying, we hold near dear to, you know, our heart or ourselves. Or
a little fetish but here and there. Everybody got a little fetish.
Yeah. But when you have toes. Yeah, I do, you know. But when you putting it out there that you know what I'm saying, you a porn star at nighttime, how you expect us to, you know what I'm saying, to respect your craft as a teacher during the daytime? Man, you can't do that.
You only gonna know if you're paying the $5.99 to $10.99 a month though.
No. Cause they showing it on their platform, they social media platform. One minute they walk through the classroom, and next minute, you know what I'm saying, they cooking dinner with their ass out. You know what I'm saying? Like, and saying, hey, if you want to see more, click that link in my bio.
You click the link in the bio, and then you subscribe for $20, and all they doing is walking around in gym shorts, eating crab legs and hot fries.
And going over sight words.
But isn't that a little bit our fault though?
Yeah, that's our fault for taking the L for being gullible, man.
Bro, we need to set these hoes up too, bro.
Bro, city boys up, man. So, we ain't no but city boys up, man.
It's a little bit our fault because we gave them that clout.
We did.
Not everybody.
We that's why they pictures got 30,000 likes and shit.
Right, because okay, everybody ain't paying. Everybody ain't paying the $5.99, but every time you click on it and they get a view, Instagram is recording that.
You're right.
Instagram is recording that. So even if you're not paying for it, every time you even get a free preview and you go check out the free preview, that's making them money too, bro.
Bruh,
I really
want to set up an OnlyFans just to like model my feet,
right?
Yeah, my feet, bro.
Yeah, Phil's finna make it happen. And then,
I
think COVID hit.
Get them old cougars for like 50, like old black man toes, or young like middle old black man toes.
No. Hey, what's you bullshitting? You probably gonna generate a lot of interest on that shit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you'll get a follow.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Because like, if I'm making like an extra 50 bands a year, fuck what y'all niggas talking about. I'm gonna go get a pedicure.
Bro, you gonna be a feet model?
Hey, and guess what?
Bro, my toe's long enough, bro.
Feet porn.
Hey,
if you feel like you're not disrespecting yourself, go ahead and do it.
That's what I'm saying.
And Phil, do you feel like you're disrespecting yourself?
No, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get my ankles like shaved up to my ankles to make sure that shit clean though.
Hold on, you got hair past your ankles?
No, but I'm gonna shave it. Yeah, I do a little bit. But,
damn.
But did you just say chia?
It's women out here that like that stuff, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
You might need to keep the hair on there.
Nah, bro, I'm gonna keep the hair on the back of on the top of the toes. So you know it'll be just like a little
So your toes gonna have a fro.
Like a little
oh
fro.
Oh my god. Toe fro.
Yeah, like a little bit.
That sound like a New York.
If y'all want a picture, I'll put a picture in the group so y'all can see.
Hey, we good, bro.
Make sure it's in the group that
hey,
I'm not
straight.
In.
Phil, I told you about stop sharing that kind of stuff, bro. I just messaged you saying stop sharing that kind of stuff. The girl with the rolls.
Hey, check this out, bro. The big girl need love too. But real quick, I got a question for you.
I ain't never say they didn't. But don't be pulling no potato chips.
Not your creases.
Because guess what?
Jesus.
I ain't got no problem.
They did that.
But I do got a problem.
They did that
with roll sweat. On my Fritos.
What about the hamburger?
Hey, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah.
that? Bradley.
What's up, hey?
So, do you when you train, do you do
virtual? You train hoes?
No,
I don't train hoes. I train all respectable women, professionals. Professionals.
Professional respect.
Upstanding citizens who bills, who checks clear.
Who don't have OnlyFans page.
And yes, he does.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with OnlyFans page.
And yes, he does, because he used to train my mama. And my mama ain't no hoe.
Facts.
And my mama a saint. And if you got anything to say about it, hey, if you got anything to say about it, come meet me in the squad.
Meet me in the squad.
Who the fuck is Tory Burch, by the way?
Oh, you sent it to the group.
Hey, what dog said, well, goddamn, this Tory Burch.
Who the fuck is Tory Burch?
Hey, Jerry.
What?
Jerry. Who put cleanest fall?
Who put cleanest fall on my butt?
Y'all stupid. What do
you
think? Oh, man. That nigga said, who was Tory Burch, dog? Who is this bitch? Like, for real. Like, no, for real. I just bought some goddamn shoes, and they were goddamn. They were goddamn.
And they were goddamn. But, okay, back to what Feezy was saying. You say, when I train respectable citizens.
Do you offer virtual?
Do I offer virtual? Mm-hmm. This the problem, bro.
Like due to COVID, do you offer virtual sessions?
This the problem. Due to COVID, most of my clients who aren't coming back to the gym because of COVID, they're of an age where they're not technologically sound.
Got it.
So you got to go by the nursing home.
Not the nursing home, but let's be honest with you. If you graduated from high school before 1985, you really not that
savvy
with the
agile. You got it right.
Yeah. Right. So that's where I ran into a problem at during COVID. When COVID came around, a lot of my older clients weren't coming in, so I'd be like, okay, well, I can do a Zoom call, or we can do a what?
You should have set up the OnlyFans, bro.
Do they have a fitness OnlyFans?
No, you make OnlyFans whatever you want to do.
Yeah, you can generate that shit, bro. Create that shit.
Hey, I can get on that bitch and work out butt naked.
Hey, create your own narrative, King.
I think.
Y'all got you. I think
if you create a virtual workout, I think people would hop on it.
Yeah, bro.
On OnlyFans?
Yeah. Okay, you're gonna
great sweatpants.
You're gonna be working out in like joggers and shit.
And gray sweatpants.
Yeah.
With a piece on.
Yeah, with a check.
You literally. Hey, bro. You literally got bitches that.
He had a piece on.
Yeah,
bro.
No, a piece on, like a piece, like an extended. Have an extendo on. With gray sweatpants, with an extendo on.
Yo,
hey, Bradley. No, yeah. Jermaine. Why I feel like I gotta have like at least 3 pistols on me when I go to Palm Beach?
In case you don't jam up.
No, I literally be like, yo, should I carry the 45? Should I carry the 9? Or should I just carry the 45 and the 40? Matter of fact, should I even bring my motherfucking rifle?
Hold on.
I ain't gonna bring my rifle because they kick my window in. They gonna steal the rifle. You know what? I'm gonna bring the 45.
Where are we hanging out when you feel like you need a rifle? I know, right?
Damn,
I'm just saying, Jermaine had at least 2 rifles stolen from him.
No.
Jermaine had at least 2 rifles stolen from him.
They took it off the
headline. They broke into your house.
Damn.
Oh shit.
Jermaine, you cut the beard off.
He cut it off even, so that bitch grow back even.
That grow back thick.
Just let that bitch grow in. Like I say, them naked parts ain't never gonna put on no clothes. So you gotta shave the whole thing off. Keep shaving the whole thing off and let it grow back evenly.
That's real.
Your shit spill out.
Y'all ain't tell me that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I need to keep shaving. Is what you're saying.
Your job won't let you have a beard.
Huh? Booty face shotty.
I'm done. It's over with. No. Look. They letting us have a beard for charity right now. You pay $40 a month to grow a beard, and everybody growing a beard except me. I can't do it.
Hey, nah, Jay Gab just saying fuck that charity. That's what he's saying. You know, fuck that charity.
But hey, are they going? Hey, when y'all do roll call or whatever it is y'all do, are they going over who paid $40? And be like, hey, bro, you ain't paid $40. You got to shave your beard.
Yeah, I ain't shaved this morning either.
No, it's probably payroll deductible.
I mean, it has
by being a charity.
If I'm your sergeant,
I don't know because I don't have a beard. So, but
if I'm your sergeant. I'm not giving a fuck. Like, if you pay $40 or not,
and that's why you ain't his fucking sergeant.
That's why I'm not. That's why I'm not an officer anyway.
And we trying to make it look nice and groomed. They try to make it nice and groomed so that you know the sheriff can look at it and be like, you know what?
But you know, that's too bad. Maybe we can
continue this.
Well, only people you got to be like SWAT to have a beard, right?
Dog,
Vice,
bro, no, you gotta be Vice. Dog, we still wearing polyester, bro. I be sweating. I done lost all the fat around my stomach, bro, because we wear polyester every day, bro. And I work, dog. No bullshit. The bulletproof vest is almost like a waist trainer. Hey, but no bull.
Waist trainer made by Gucci wife.
Hey, for real. Hey, no bullshit, bro.
A nigga John, bro, ISO.
Hey, no bullshit, right?
Stupid nigga. TLC.
That shit was trash. Hey, ooh, real shit,
that
right?
Was crickets.
My folk, my dog, my left forearm and my right forearm look completely different because it's hot as fuck outside. I ride with the window down, so you know. You know what I'm saying? My left arm hang out the window. And that arm is like...
Burnt. Hey, it'd be a butt.
I almost said somebody lame. But it's that color.
I don't even want to hear it.
I almost said somebody lame, but it's that color.
Who is playing this? Who the hell is playing this?
Hey, John, Cam, what arm do you use to give the camera to the little car, get him to the van?
What arm do you use to get him to the van? What is that? Transport van, no window.
Kip that van, man.
Who the hell playing bad boy?
Somebody in the truck.
That
doo doo.
That Buffalo Bill.
Oh Lord.
Hey, Buffalo Bill. Oh, he off.
Who Buffalo Bill?
That dude in the big round truck.
Oh, John Buffalo Bill.
Oh. Y'all boys hilarious.
Shit, final thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Caruso.
God damn it.
Don't say that.
Final thoughts.
Yes, final thoughts for this episode, fellas.
All right. I just want to thank my dog, Phil, you know, the hip-hop lobbyist for inviting the clan, the crew, the circle.
The squid eye.
You know, giving us the opportunity to speak our minds.
Raw Rays.
We appreciate everything he's doing for the culture, pushing everything forward, making sure people that look like us, that grew up with us,
got a voice
and can stay, you know, stay in tune with what's going on in society. Because to be honest with you, without Phil, a lot of us would be disconnected to what's actually going on
that part
in politics and what's and what's going on outside of, and how it affects us.
That
you know?
Part.
So I appreciate him giving us the opportunity, you know, just to chew the fat and, you know, just touch on some key topics of what's going on right now.
I feel like each of us, we embark on different avenues in life, you know, to, you know, learn about it and master it. Okay. We can bring it back to our culture so we can teach each other. You know what I'm saying? You got Phil with, you know, politics. You got B-Rad with health and wealth. You know what I'm saying? Fitness and all that. You got J Gav with law enforcement, you know, and all that good stuff. You got J Main with the hood politics, you know.
Hey, I knew it was coming, dog. Hey, he ain't lying, though. Hey, cause he told me something today. Well, if he didn't tell me, I probably would have been dead somewhere. He told me if a nigga to ask me how long you been banging, I'm supposed to say what? Oh,
What's the answer to that, John?
If somebody say, how long you been banging, bro? What you supposed to say?
Since day one.
I'm supposed to say, since, I didn't know that. I would have came out with a flag on or something, a little bandana on. Somebody would ask me that. I'd have been like, bang what? And I'd have got shot in the face. But since J-Main told me, since day one, save my life. Look at that.
Not no more. I've been doing the TV.
Dog, this nigga Jermaine is educating us on hood politics and how the necessity of lotion is.
Oh,
amongst
the black culture.
You feel me?
Hey, that nigga be assy, bro. Nigga like a walking mummy.
What?
Oh my god!
How did we get to the? Oh my lord!
Doodle be that.
Whoa. This nigga Jermaine flip. That nigga Jermaine is the only nigga. Dog, the nigga Jermaine is the only nigga on earth with Timberland.
Fucking 30 extra strength.
You go way back. You go way back.
Heavy duty.
Oh shit.
Hey, he got,
ooh, he got the heavy duty flip flops, bro. Come on, dog.
Hey, with the extra strap.
That nigga got Jabot jean shorts. Oh, Lord. But anyway.
Hey, J-Man's feet look like polo boots.
Oh, you talking about the duck boots with the brown rubber?
Hey, Phil, which part of the polo boot? You talking about the tip of the polo boot?
Bit look like that's probably his toenail color.
Oh, Phil got a Django haircut going on. He look like Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, he said you look like Jamie Foxx. Yeah. Jimmy Butler.
Oh, yo, man.
Black gum man. Black lives matter on your gum.
God damn.
Smoke.
Whoa, wait a minute. Hold up, bro. Wait. Stop. He said, no, stop, bro. Y'all need to chill. Oh, shit. Oh,
no, yo, wow.
We got this damn bullet bourbon, man.
Wow. Hey, my final thoughts. We talked about a lot. Trump still running for president. Woo! We got to get his ass out. Deion got a lot to prove down in Mississippi, but we'll be able to talk about that at another time because he got to play FAMU first. That's what I do know. But that's all I got for this episode. Feezy the Great.
That nigga Jermaine said black gums matter.
Hey, fuck that nigga, man. Fuck that nigga, bro. Fuck everything you stand for. Hey,
I want y'all to be cordial for this occasion, but y'all keep on going.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Well, my final thoughts is, man, I don't give a fuck what we talk about usually when we always end up talking. We always end up talking for hours about stupid shit, which is usually what happens. And I'm all here for it. When Phil presented the idea about doing it, I said, nigga, that is great. But I guess next time we got to get y'all on so that y'all can, you know, we can interview y'all about Raw Rage. So, you know what I'm saying? So that, of course, that'll be the next step. So whenever Phil want to, you know, make that work, we can shake it. So,
But like I said, man, I'm just here for the jokes and shits and giggles that I knew I was going to get. So I'm satisfied. I'm good for the night.
Hey, final thought. Hey, Feeds, I need that God is Great shirt, orange and black, orange and blue.
I do it, though.